It's 8:42, Tuesday morning with the Musers. And the Cowboys are in the playoff picture with their six wins. There is a chance. One of the teams that they've had their eye on, the San Francisco 49ers, who right now have, I believe, the last wild card spot. The Cowboys are trying to track them down. 49ers at 9 wins. And we thought because of this race that we would talk to the biggest 49er fan we know. Let's open the door and welcome in the Crazy Prospector.
Hey. I'm the Crazy Prospector, and I love the 49ers.
Yes, you do. What do you think of your team's year so far?
One time, I was walking through the woods in California looking for any rocks that Bill Walsh may have once touched. And I look up, and I see the big old bear.
Oh, gosh.
And he was mad because I was in his territory that he shared with land savvy Merton Hanks.
Wow.
So I knew I was in trouble, so I started running. But before I could get very far, my ankle got trapped in some railroad tracks.
Oh, gosh.
So I stopped panicking because closing in is my earth sign foe, the big old bear.
Oh, no.
So I reach inside my gunny sack to try to get my bear revolver to take matters into my own hands.
Uh-huh. There was such a thing.
So I hold the gun to my head, wanting the bear to back away.
To your head.
But he don't back away because he a big old bear. So I start to pull the trigger, but the bear closes the distance and knocks the gun out of my hand. Oh,
saved well, your life.
Good. Yeah.
So I have to panic and rummage around in my gunny sack for my can of bear spray since I didn't have my gun anymore.
Right.
So I had to spray myself in the face with the bear spray.
No.
And the bear back away, and I begged him to use the gun on me.
That's not how all that's supposed to work.
Because I'm the Crazy Prospector and I love the 49ers.
I know you do. And because you love the 49ers, you guys still have the Colts, the Bears, and the Seahawks. I guess that could knock him out of the playoff picture.
One time,
oh gosh,
I was out in the woods making love to Joe Montana when I hear a sound down in the gold mine, and guess who come up in the cave trolley car?
I'm guessing the bear.
No telling, really.
Jerry Rice!
Oh, wow.
Wow.
But he was dressed as the big old bear.
Huh.
Who was also dressed as Jerry Rice.
What?
So confusing.
So I go running to a local crawl space. And guess who was inside?
Local.
I'm trying to think of a former 49er.
Another big old bear.
Oh, no.
So we both holed up in there. We made a defensive game plan for Robert Saleh.
Well, they have been playing good defense.
That's quite a story. Well, I know you're happy to have Brock Purdy back. The offense just looks better when he's out there.
One time I was out in California, down in the ravine, squatting by a creek, panning for the good gold.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just about to discover the mother load while wearing a Spencer Burford jersey.
Oh, my God.
And all of a sudden, I hear a rock hit me in the head. So I turn around in order to crowdsource for myself the origin location of the source of the origin of the rock throw.
Or to see who it was.
And what do I see standing right in front of me about 20 feet away?
Steve Young.
No, nothing. But standing right beside the nothing was a big old bear.
Oh, my God.
Beside the nothing.
And I could tell he was mad at me, not only because he had just hurled the aforementioned rock at me from close range at 63 mile per hour MPH.
Wow.
But also because he was wearing a competing Spencer Burford jersey.
Oh, my
gosh.
So we square up to one another and talk trash while talking noses, asking each other what you gonna do about it.
Wow.
And about that time, arriving in a local hovercraft was George Seifert.
Oh, local.
Yay.
And he tried to make peace with us, telling us that there's enough Spencer Burford jerseys to go around for all of us that were lucky to be born in the land of freedom or some crap. And then George Seifert, he tries to placate us with a rendition of Taylor Swift's I Knew You Were Trouble. But the bear was having problems following along on acoustic, so he get mad.
Uh-oh.
And he bust guitar over George Seifert's head.
Oh, wow.
So I ran all the way to the house of Brock Purdy, where I hid behind a local couch.
Local.
And 6 months later, guess who finds me?
There's no telling.
The big old bear!
Okay.
Aren't you listening? But then nothing really happened.
Oh, okay.
So that's it?
Because I'm a crazy prospect and I love the 49ers!
Just hoping for all sorts of possibilities.
It's amazing how many 49ers are out in the woods.
Tiebreakers, something. All right, there he is, the crazy prospector.